Good morning, 9-11 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our chat with Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How you doing?
Hi, good morning.
Great, great, great.
Absolutely. Another nice morning. Lots going on. We were just talking off there that the new Pete's gas station coming along.
Yeah, it's growing.
I was watching them welding that up yesterday. It was pretty impressive. To see that, and I'm like, wow, I've never actually thought about how a gas station
how it goes
is
together.
Built. You know? And it's neat to see the actual structure underneath that overhang and everything.
And what they have to put in to make it.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. It goes, there's a lot more steps into it than we realize. And yeah. But that construction company, man, they have got it down to a pat. They've done so many of these projects and. Like, they're a good group.
Yeah,
so.
I've enjoyed just being, whenever I'm at the stoplight, they're watching them, like, you know. It's also satisfying when they're putting that, like, stuff on the side, whatever it is, plaster or whatnot. I'm just like, wow, that's cool. So, anyway, it's neat to watch it come to life.
Yeah, it is. It is. Especially, we probably don't know behind the scenes, like, the issues they run into. But, you know, I know at home when I'm working on projects, I'm like, man, problem after problem.
You run out of something.
Exactly. And they make it seem so easy.
I mean, it's always rare to do a plumbing project at home where you don't do two and three trips back to the hardware store.
That's right.
Well, what else do we have going on?
All right. Well, I want to invite everybody to our next Business Over Breakfast. It's June 7th. And we've got some great speakers, including Mr. David Raines, who's going to talk about the Destination Park. That's another project you've been watching the progress on.
Yeah.
And I think everybody's like, what is that? I'm very curious what all this stuff is. So he's going to be at our breakfast talking about it. And I'm sure right afterwards, we'll probably have him on the radio here soon. But the new Destination Park, it's so exciting to see it. It literally is called a destination park because the goal is to bring people from all over with some unique stuff that you don't see at parks. So there's a zip line. There's a fitness area. There's all kinds of stuff. And then there's going to be a new urban soccer field. So I'll let him tell the details, but it's got a different kind of turf on it. And then we'll be the only one in Kansas to have it.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Mm. So a lot of neat things coming up with that. And I'm excited. And again, if you come June 7th, David will be talking all about it. So we are working on the new community guides. So we print these every 2 years. About 1,200, I think, we print. And they're used for a variety of things. But for prospective or current residents that are like, okay, I want to learn about Coffeyville and how to get plugged in, as well as I use it as a phone book on my desk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got most numbers of our businesses in town, and but just really good. So chamber members get a free listing. So if you're not a chamber, make sure that you sign up in the next month or two because, again, you'll be listed in that special guide handed out all over the community. So only a few more weeks also to get your applications in for Leadership Coffeyville. So I think I have about 10 maybe so far, but we definitely are taking more. So if you've thought about getting involved, the class not only develops your leadership skills, but it really kind of exposes you to everything Coffeyville, the good, the bad, the ugly. We want to talk about it so that we can improve things.
Sure.
And, of course, develop leaders to get on all the boards and the commissions and every group in town. So really good program. If you want to learn more about it, just call me at the chamber. So I'm sure you guys on some of these, or probably have already announced this on the radio, but as you know, the Coffeyville Swimming and Lifeguard made a tough decision to cancel the Learn to Swim program this year due to a lack of certified volunteers. And that was one correction that we were wanting to make sure everybody knew. It's not just general volunteers, but you have to be certified to teach those lessons. So if things change, if they're able to work something out differently, they will be letting us know, and I'll make sure to come out and share that as well. But as of right now, no certified swim lesson classes this summer.
Now, the pool opening,
yes,
I don't know if you're just going to talk
open.
About that.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Yep.
So, and that is coming up Memorial Weekend, and it's going to be a little chilly. We've had an interesting spring, so the pool hasn't really got a chance to warm up much yet, but if they're like my kiddo, they don't care. They jump in cold and all and have fun. So
sure.
Yeah,
so again,
that'll be kicking off.
I know that's a lot of work to, you know, get all the lifeguards and staff and everything. And
yes.
So I know that they mentioned just briefly at last night's City Commission meeting. So everything's on track or just a little bit ahead of schedule to open here this weekend.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be great. There is a parking lot unavailable this week, so Casa del Sol Complex is working on a new office downtown, right on 8th Street, 111th, and they are redoing the parking lot right beside there as part of the construction. So they are closed this week. Now, it's private parking anyway, so no one should be parking there anyway, but in case you ever did, make sure to avoid that this week because, like I said, they're putting down a whole new parking lot. And along with their offices, they're going to have a couple other businesses in that little complex. So I'm excited to see all the new places going in there.
Okay.
The Coffeyville Police Department has registered for the Aftermath K-9 grant. I'm sure you guys probably talked about that. But I know all this week, if you go on to the Coffeyville Police Department's Facebook page, they have a link where you can go and vote and try to get it where we can win that grant and help our K-9 unit out. So that's pretty neat to see. I love seeing that stuff. Other good things. Community State Bank announced that another lot has been sold in that Cedar Brook subdivision on Woodland. And construction of two of the homes will be hopefully starting really soon. So I want to shout out to Community State Bank, Mike AV, and the Housing Task Force for continuing to work on that moderate housing for Coffeyville. So Country Kimber Designs Craft Studio. They are one of our newest chamber members, and they want to let you know that they can help you with the kids' summer boredom. Already, my kids are already telling me it. It's only been a week. I'm bored. Yep. I'm bored. So if you want to get out and do a little craft or a paint party, they've got all kinds of stuff for the kiddos. Get on her website or Facebook page and schedule a fun time. So I'm excited to go in there and see that. We'll be doing a ribbon cutting here pretty soon as well. So give a big welcome to the new owners of Pink Flamingo Boutique and Collectibles. Lindsay Howerton and her mom, Tammy, are taking over June 1st. So I'm excited that we were able to find somebody, or they were able to find somebody and keep that little business going. They're a great treasure for us. So Gillum's Liquor announced that they have new hours. So check out their Facebook page to get all the details and some specials coming up. Okay, a few other little just quick things before I hit all the events coming up. So our job of the week is a production employee at Lauren Cook, and it starts at $16 an hour. So pretty good job, and they are hiring, and there's several others in town hiring right now. If you go out to the chamber website, we have a chamber board, job board, and you can find out all those. I know that I just saw some statistics that right now, I think it's, I don't know if it's Montgomery or all of Kansas, but 2.9% unemployment. So very low unemployment rate right now. Not too many employees out there. So I know a lot of businesses are being creative and trying to recruit employees, but lots of great job openings out there. Now, news of the week, both good and bad. So tuition hikes might be on their horizon at state universities, which, oh, it's so scary because it's so expensive. Anyway, at the state university. So if you can, stay local. Go to Coffeyville Community College and save some money there.
Yeah.
But on another good thing, the Verdigris River is looking really good. You know, rain has been slowing down construction at my house, but I won't complain because that rain definitely helped our the ponds and a lot of places, but especially Verdigris, we really needed to get sure. that back up.
Well, and we got to be thankful too. You know, we can do things like open the pool this weekend, whereas places yes. like Bartlesville can't.
Yeah. Yeah. They even talked about that about a week or two ago because we were looking about doing a potting plant beautification project downtown. And they're like, oh, let's check to make sure there's no water restrictions. But thankfully, Mother Nature helped us out. So yeah, I'm very, very grateful for that. So if you follow our newsletter, we'll have details on these stories and the jobs and some other highlights. So make sure you get out there and do that. All right. Some events coming up. So this weekend kicks off Mayfest in Caney. They're going to have all kinds of activities Friday and Saturday. Excuse me. And it also kicks off with a concert series, which is on Friday night, featuring Stoney LaRue. So I love that they were able to find some success with that. They're doing really good with that concert series. And so wish everybody the best of luck this weekend that heads down there. This weekend also kicks off some of the early VBSs all around town. And every year we get lots of people asking, you know, what churches are having them? So on our Facebook page, we kind of put out a post to say, hey, here's a few that we know. Drop the comments if you know of others. I know there's usually about four or five at least in town going on this summer. So check out that page if you want to know more. Of course, coming up is the Cage G auction. And like your place out front is getting full.
I know. We can't get too much more full or else we won't be able to get through the door.
I know. But I love it. It's good. And I know on your website you can see a list of all the items. And there's tons of them. So that'll be a good weekend. And then that night is the Brian Kingsley Memorial Demo Derby. So that will be fun, kicking off the demo series of Coffeyville. We just love our demo derbies, so that'll be good. I really want to encourage everybody, if you can, on June 17th, head out to Cedar Bluff Camp, because they're celebrating 100 years. And they're going to have, I think, bouncy houses, a car show. They got Magic by Pete, vendors, just all kinds of stuff going on out there so they can celebrate 100 years. And if you've never been out to the camp, it's really a good, awesome place to have events. So this would be a great time to go check it out, because there's weddings out there, there's meetings, there's family reunions and all kinds of stuff. So it's a good place. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to attend, as that weekend's my big birthday milestone. So I'm having some family and friends and everything over. But, maybe a question for your listening audience is, guess Candy's age. No.
Yeah, actually, right? Right? There no, you go. Our coffee company question of the day.
Exactly.
25.
Yay! So that'll be going on that weekend. And then coming up pretty soon in June is the one-day fair and rodeo sale. That's June 30th. We're already getting lots of calls for that. $30, I think, is the rate, and that gets you into every event, except for, because this is always a question we have, it does not include the rides, so the carnival. So those are separate, and those are the prices, and the rides are all always determined by the carnival company. We'll know more when it gets closer to the fair date, but June 30th, man, don't buy tickets any other day, because that's cheap, that's great, and that's when you get the best deal. So always telling everybody, get going on that. Other than that, just it's summer. Kids are out. I'm seeing them running around. So pool's open. The library has a full schedule of all kinds of games and speakers and, of course, reading programs. And some camps are going on. And you know what? One of them I was going to write down this morning and I forgot. But Herkelman's basketball camp is going on again. And that's coming up here in the next week and a half, I think. So all summer long, there'll be different camps, though. And, of course, Coffeyville Rec, where they have stuff all the time going on. So, lots to keep your kids busy. Don't worry. And then come down and get a IC at the chamber.
Yeah, going full steam ahead on that.
We were looking at trying to get some new fun flavors in, but unfortunately, some of them, the only way you can order them is in mega stock, which I can't keep cases and cases of peach or whatever. But so we're at cherry and coke right now, but we'll try to get some other ones later this summer.
Yeah, well, you gotta work on the icy man. I know. See what we can work out.
Yep. And that's all I have. But of course, if you have questions on anything today, or just want to find out about things going on in Coffeyville, you give us a call anytime at the chamber. Stop in and get an icy, or welcome the visitors that we have in town. Summertime is the time, and every day we've got groups of family coming in to check out our adult museum and our bank, and love hearing all their stories. That they're coming from all over. So yesterday, I think they were from Kentucky, I believe. But yeah, all over. So
don't forget, tourism, a big part of the local economy here.
It is. So. We love it. We love it.
Yeah, so. Don't forget. All right. Well, Candy, do appreciate it as always. Lots of good updates as we get ready for the unofficial start to summer.
I know.
I can't wait.
I know.
All right. We'll get back to open line here in a mere moments on the Mighty 690 KGGF.